Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
First down and 10, a play fake, Darnold on the move. Darnold throws, and he's got a man. Touchdown! Jackson Smith and Jigba.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't... We gotta go to get the full version. That one loops.
Yeah.
Because
the Texas Rattlesnake.
Yeah, catch for the buck. Stone cold.
Right. He's taking names.
Yeah, just like that. Yeah, the whole thing is great.
You made that up.
No, it
where
was
you,
when he
where were you,
came
where
back.
Where were you going with that? For, he's taking names.
He's kicking ass and taking names. It was what he said when he came back to help Team WWF. Ahead of Survivor Series, I forgot when it was like the ECW, WCW versus WWF, and like Stone Cold had kind of been in the funk.
Angle. He's kicking ass and taking
angle.
Names.
Yeah, you, so JR not, said, "Go back and
it was not an iconic moment or call."
You don't think that was an iconic JR moment?
I know it wasn't.
The Texas Rattlesnake is on fire when he's like Stone Cold stuttering everybody in the ring.
No.
Wow. I beg to differ. I thought it was iconic.
Well, Shep, who asked you? How about Baldy coming on the show and calling Femi Shep? Here's what I want to know. We'll get to it moved in a second. The guarantee here, as someone who does a ton of radio and like and I malfunction sometimes and like I say, like Shep is definitely someone, because Baldy does like a million
yes.
of these, right? Shep
there's
is definitely
somebody.
Someone. There's someone who hosts an Odyssey radio show who goes by Shep.
Shep and somebody. Yep. Or somebody in
so,
Shep.
I want to know, because like then Femi K, he called Femi Femi. Like, he knows Femi's name, obviously.
Yeah.
Who is Shep?
Should we have Shep on the show?
No.
If we find out who this is?
Why would we have he probably
Shep
sucks?
He could be great.
I'd rather have Joe DeLeon on the show than Shep.
And his six pack.
Can we like Bill, can we find out who is Shep? Who is he? What
I'm
show
sure you
is
could text
he on?
Somebody to find out Baldy's like his weekly hits. I'm sure you can
oh,
find
yeah.
that information out pretty
Bill,
easily. Yeah.
Bill, text Brandon Kugler, who like handles like my spots and Baldy spots. That was a humble brag. He's my handler.
Yep,
I ask him to do things. He does it for me. Okay. Now that that's out of the way, let's get to all these.
He's pitching radio stations. You want Nick Costos today?
Googler? No, he doesn't have to do that. They have to have me on. It's in my contract. He doesn't have to pitch me. No, he goes, Nick is going on your show. It's literally in my contract. I don't even mean that as a brag. I don't want to do all. I don't. I'd rather not do them. Save my voice and save my brain power. Yeah, whatever. He's on my bleep list right now. All right.
See you in February, buddy.
Yeah, well, I love him. Okay. All the side and total movement your little heart could ever desire with the week 4 edition of It Moved.
I think it moved. I think it moved. I think it moved.
It moved.
All different. Costos and Shep on a Wednesday. So we played the Seahawks highlight coming back from break because the Seahawks, Femi, it feels like it moved. The line is moving towards Seattle. Thursday Night Football tomorrow night. We'll lead the show with it tomorrow. The Seahawks and the Cardinals in the desert. What do we got? What's the latest injury info, etc.?
Yeah, this one opened Cardinals 1.5 Sunday night, and we have flipped favorites. Seattle is now a 1.5 point favorite over at BetMGM. The total's been hanging out 43.5 all week long. From an injury standpoint, I'm looking for some clarity here on the Cardinals guys. I know they're a West Coast team. I'm assuming we're going to find out in the next like hour or so the full injury report here, but they have a couple of injuries. Obviously, the secondary has been banged up. Will Johnson, their rookie corner, the stud out of Michigan, he's dealing with a groin injury. The bad news for Arizona out of Sunday's games, James Conner, done for the season with the foot injury. And then Kelvin Beachum, they listed him as knee and resting, so he should be good to go, but their offensive tackle, Kelvin Beachum, has been banged up, which is important to know because Paris Johnson missed the last game as well. So the injury news, bad for Arizona, but could be better, as we'll find out later on today. And for Seattle, it's pretty good. The secondary looks like everyone's going to be back. Julian Love, Devin Witherspoon, and potentially even the rookie Nick Emmanuari, who we haven't seen since like the opening kickoff of week one when he suffered a high ankle sprain. So Seattle seems to be getting a good injury report. Arizona still up for grabs right now, as why the money has been going towards the Seahawks. For me, it's Cardinals or pass. I just want more clarity on Arizona, but I could see myself with a small bet on the Cardinals money line with this game because I think it's a coin flip game, and if you're going to give me plus money, I'll take that and sweat it out on the Thursday night.
I'd like to get there with Arizona. I don't know if I can. It just feels like all of this is correct if the Cardinals injury report is going to be what it is. And everyone knows, like, I like the Cardinals more than Seattle coming into the year. At full strength, I would like Arizona. I'm a little nervous here. Now, I'm not going to bet Seattle, so it's Arizona or nothing, but it may be nothing for me tomorrow night. We'll give out all our bets, side total and props, etc. tomorrow on the show. All right, we move from Thursday to Sunday, and we go across the pond to Dublin, Ireland. What do we have here, Femi, with the Vikings and the Steelers, 9:30 a.m. kickoff Eastern time on Sunday morning?
Yeah, this will be bright and early over there in Dublin, which, by the way, me and Nick, countdown to kickoff this Sunday. Make sure you tune in 11 to 1 Eastern time here on the BetMGM Network. That'll be a fun game to sweat, as we have seen the Minnesota Vikings go out to a 2.5 point favorite. This was about 1.5 earlier this week, but the money's been coming in on the Vikings. My guess on that one, because the injury report's not that bad for Pittsburgh. Alex Highsmith, he's out dealing with a high ankle sprain. He was also out last week, so I don't think it has anything to do with that one. I think this is a lot of people just looking to bet against Pittsburgh after what we saw this past Sunday, where it was one of those kind of fraudulent victories, like 5 turnovers and they only win by a touchdown on the road against New England. And all those turnovers were like, were New England going in to score, fumble on the end of the goal line, interception in the end zone, kind of a bad run out there for New England. So I think bettors are trying to get ahead of that. As for the total, it's been bet to the under 41.5, got all the way down to 40.5, crossing that key-ish number of 41. Now we're settling at 41 over at BetMGM. For me, my opinion is if it gets to 3, like, kind of have to bet Pittsburgh at 3. I don't know if we're going to make it there. Potentially, maybe we do on game day, but 3 would be a buy for Pittsburgh at current prices. I think it's just right. Minnesota should be favored, and they are.
Yeah, subjectively, I'm going to like the Steelers here. I think the line's fine. I don't think we're going to 3. I'll end up with the Steelers money line ticket on Sunday. With my thought being, I think the Steelers defense will harass Carson Wentz. I like the Steelers more than most. I don't have, like, I'm not claiming I have an edge on the game. I'm going to bet my opinion. My opinion could be worthless. Your opinion could be the Vikings win. You could be right. In the Super Bowl IX rematch the world has been waiting for. So I'll be on the Pittsburgh Steelers in Dublin coming up on Sunday. Femi, what about the Texans and the Titans in Houston? I'm actually seeing betting movement as we speak right now coming in on the home team.
Yeah, and this is because of the Cam Ward news that came out just about 30 minutes ago. Cam Ward, the quarterback for the Tennessee Titans, is dealing with an ankle and calf injury, was limited at practice today. So you're going to see people looking to bet the Houston Texans. J.C. Latham, also DNP at practice, did not practice because he's dealing with his injuries on the offensive line. The offensive line is already kind of in shambles when healthy. Like, now those guys are banged up, not looking great going up against this Houston defensive front, which is probably the only thing that Houston does well right now in this 2025 season. Those sevens might start to go to 7.5. I don't want any part of Tennessee until they make a change at head coach, so I'm going to pass that one. The under was probably the bet earlier in the week, but you know how totals have been going for us. So for me, this is a pass on the game.
Like I said on Monday, I got pretty stoned and I bet the Titans on Sunday night plus 7.5. Hopefully Cam Ward's going to be healthy and good to go in this game, like limited in practice today on Wednesday. I think Cam Ward will play. I'm probably just going to ride this out with the Titans plus 7.5, and may God have mercy on my soul. I don't want to do that. It's not a big bet. I'll probably just ride it out. We'll see over there. I got time to figure it out. Yeah, I got time to figure it out. You better you bet on this Wednesday. It moved week four in the NFL. Shout out to our guy, Reed Phillips, one of the real ones watching on YouTube right now, who says, Shep, I think I should think I know who this is. I follow him on Twitter. David Shepard, yeah, I think Reed is Phillips his name.
Who is it?
Shep.
What's the real Shep's name?
Are you okay?
You said David Shepelin? Is that what you said?
I have Invisalign in. Like, do people understand what I'm saying? Like, do you have like crap in your ears or no? Like, what's going on here?
Like, am I wrong? I thought you said the name.
David Shepard is the guy's name.
Oh, David Shepard. Oh,
yeah, he's a host on. I follow him on Twitter. He's a host on Infinity Sports Network. Too. All right, I like Shep. I don't know
Shep's
him at all. Yeah, you don't know him. Why would you say that?
He DM'd me once, actually. It was actually really
You literally just said he's a good guy. He could walk into your house right now and you would sick your dog on him. He's a good guy. You don't know him at all. I'm sure he DM'd you. Does that mean he's a good guy?
He didn't have to do that. And he did it.
I mean, I would default into saying that he's a good guy. I think like most people are probably pretty good people. So there you go.
I can read it for you. I have it right
now.
I literally pulled it up.
Go ahead.
Femi, just wanted to say you do a great job on Como News, not just talking about sports, but going in depth on societal issues. I said, thanks, man. Appreciate the kind words. My pleasure, Femi, just being honest. That is from October 2020, before I even got into the betting space. Shep, good guy.
What the hell? What? Cuomo News?
Como. K-O. K-O-M-O.
Where was this? Washington? So he lives in Washington
it's
State?
Seattle. It's in Seattle. No, he doesn't live in Seattle. I think I'm pretty sure I just shared like a clip or whatever from my sportscast.
What was the societal issue you were talking about?
I'm trying to remember what is like, October 2020. I don't know what, because there was nothing in October of 2020 that was going on. Like the summer of 2020 was hot in them streets. But October.
Like Femi Abebefe reporting for Como News. Vaxxed ? More. Next. So thanks to Reed Phillips for that. Shout out to Shep. We have someone else participating in the YouTube chat who has asked for something with the Stone Cold Steve Austin music. We may grant your wish. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. You sons of bitches, all of you better effing like and subscribe to this page. Okay? We're going to have exclusive content coming there. Keep firing it up. Keep participating in the chats and tell us your favorite bet for tonight. We will read the bet. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Where the hell were we? Oh, okay. Commanders and the Falcons, Femi. A lot going on here, right? Go ahead. Como News.
Yeah. Washington Commanders, obviously their quarterback, Jaden Daniels. That's the big story with this game. Limited at practice today. He was met with the media. Did not speak with the media last week, which is a big difference this week. But he says he feels good, but it's up to the doctors. And despite him saying he feels good, it's still not certain whether he's going to play in the game. We're not going to find out until probably Friday at the absolute earliest. So just keep that in mind with Jaden Daniels. And then Terry McLaurin, his go-to guy, star wide receiver, DNP with a quad injury. So Daniels limited, McLaurin, DNP. And right now, that's why you see the Atlanta Falcons as a only 1-point dog right now over at BetMGM. Some spots actually have Atlanta favored, but BetMGM has the Commanders favored. Total tick down to the under just a half point. But that's where we stand right now between Washington and Atlanta.
I think I want to bet the Falcons, but I'd like more clarity on the injury report. I do think we get a big time Michael Penix Jr. Yeah, I mean, like, but once we have more injury information, I think we'll be able to figure this out. But Atlanta is the side that I would like to bet in this game. We'll see if I end up getting there. Femi, biggest point spread of the season in Buffalo with the Bills and the Saints. Interesting betting movement in this game today. What do we got? Buffalo and New Orleans.
Yeah, we got money coming in on the Saints. The big dog is getting some bets. Now, BetMGM is still at 16. They've been hanging out at 16 for the last couple of days here. But other sports books that I'm seeing here in Las Vegas and in other spots, we're down to 15.5, which is like, it's not like the biggest move going from like 16 to 15. Like, it's not a massive move, but a move nonetheless, as there seems to be interest on the New Orleans Saints as a very big underdog in the game. Also, the total's been bouncing back and forth. Opened 47.5, went up to 48.5, now settling in at 48 over at BetMGM. I don't really have a betting opinion on this game. I think Buffalo's going to kill them. So does the betting market. I think that's where we sit right now. The total, I'm not doing those anymore. So for me, this is a complete pass.
I will say, I think one of the reasons why people may be interested in New Orleans, like not to win, but like to cover a huge number, the Saints are running so many plays. And remember, we talked about this in preseason, right, and in training camp, that Kellen Moore was showing the Saints videos of the Indiana Pacers in the playoffs. Like, obviously, like, with the comp being like, we want to play a super pace, up-tempo style. And the Bills play it like a snail's pace. And it could get them into trouble, like, against, could you imagine, like, let's just say that the Bills last week against Miami played pedal to the metal and played really up-tempo on offense. Like, Buffalo would have won by a million. The Dolphins couldn't stop them. But Buffalo runs this really slow style of offense, and the Saints run a billion plays, and maybe that creates enough variance for New Orleans to keep the game within three scores. I'm not saying I want to bet the Saints, just that I think that that's the handicap if people like New Orleans. Insane play volume for the Saints. Like, the Saints are going to run way more plays than the Bills in this game. Like, definitely. And maybe that gets New Orleans inside the number. On the other side, we'll continue talking games in week four in the NFL side and total moves, and we will begin with the Lions and the Browns in Detroit.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.